So, if I could just interrupt for a moment, it looks like what we've got here on this computer is you're building the...
You started from scratch.
Yeah. You started from scratch. Oh, great. Challenge, yeah? So, you start from scratch and you're building a Liverpool FC website, but you said it's the unofficial official website.
Yes.
And so, you've got another computer open here on the right-hand side.
We're doing research on this one.
Ah, so you're using...
Trying to find out how to add images.
Ah, so you're stealing, like, ideas from one site.
Yeah, like, that's the image yeah. thing. And you did that on there, and you made the image.
When I said stealing, I don't mean like, the police are going to be getting involved.
You're borrowing ideas.
You're borrowing ideas, that's what it is. Yeah. And what have we got on this computer? You're like on a W3 Schools.
Yeah, we didn't know how to get the thing, so he was looking on the thimble and I was looking on the internet generally.
Have you tried publishing it yet to see what it looks like so far?
I'm trying to find how to move the image.
Ah, so you want to like center it?
Yeah, so like put it in just in this corner.
Right. Now, there's another tool that Mozilla have called Hackasaurus, and what you could do is you could open it on this one here, and you can look at a certain website, and it'll show you the code for that.
That's fine.
Hackasaur. Try that. But if you search for it, you should. Hackasaurus. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, why doesn't it do it?
Because you've told it to go to the webpage. You need to search for Hackasaurus. But you'll find it shows you like, how to place images in a certain place. So what are you hoping this website's going to look like when it's finished? You're going to have Liverpool FC across the top.
Yeah. Then can you not get the writing any bigger than that? Because that's heading one. But
I think that's about as big as it goes. Because have you tried H6? What happens if you change
that's
to 6?
Tiny.
Makes it smaller. So H1 seems to be the biggest one so far, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I like the way you've got some hex colour codes in there. That was something we did in one lesson. So you would know that FF0000 would be red, wouldn't you? Yeah. Right. So we found Hackasaurus. So on Hackasaurus now, it tells you, if you go down here and it gives you some instructions, you have to press something. There's a button to press. Is it R? No, scroll
up.
Oh, get started. And then it's install it onto you. So you're on the Hackasaurus. So it is hackasaurus.org. So you click on the button to activate it. Now, if you look around the page, you see how it starts showing all the code. And when you go to that image over there, so hover over that image.
Yeah.
Now, what you can do, it says if you press H, H gives you like some instructions that you can use. But if you go and use another website now and look for one that's got an image in the middle, it'll then show you how to put it in. So the project you've got is Hacker Map. Have you read right from the very top about what the point of it is?
Fixed everything.
So what's the point of it?
It's to make a map, like a made up world.
Okay. So have you got to a certain bit that you stuck?
Just wondering what this changes, this colour.
So
it changes the text, but if you change it to something, it doesn't change the colour of the text.
Okay, so I wonder if you've got the correct formatting. So we've got body, background colour blue, colour. It might be worth looking at something else. See,
I've changed that. That's the colour of this.
Okay, so remember, if it's red, green and blue, that's going to give you green. So you've changed that one, but you're struggling to get this one to work. Now it's got a semicolon on the end. You've got a semicolon there. That all looks correct, doesn't it? I wonder what it is. Because FF should be white. That should give you black. So how do you test it? How do you preview it?
It should just change.
Okay. It's still not doing it. Now, do you know what padding is?
No.
Does it explain in here what padding is? So all the instructions on here, they're written in bold. Is there a better way, you think, of presenting the instructions to people so they could follow?
No, you could maybe put them in paragraphs, so then they'd be like steps if you had a sentence.
Because they're all like bunched up together, aren't they?
Thank you.